OPM staff greet participants at the door.
Come with me and I'll get you a phone.
Inside the folders, they find numbers that correspond to tables. Gina Colbert already is sitting at one of them. She's a senior HR specialist here at the Patent and Trademark Office. She's got about a decade to go before retirement, and she wants to make the most of it.
10 years ago, I had big plans, but, you know, time has crept up on me, and things haven't moved the way that I had hoped. So now I want ideas on, you know, really what can my last 10 years be like that are interesting now, not just sitting back doing what I'm doing, but if I move up another level, that's great. If I move into a different kind of position or get more experience detailing or just what. And that's the kind of advice I'm looking for.
Across the table sits Tanya Simmons, and she's in a similar position at her job at the Justice Department. She's got 5 years before retirement. She wants to move up, even try for the senior executive service. But she says there's no one around to guide her.
Because of the economy now, money is kind of not there. Training is really not available, you know, for us to go out and do. So a lot of the people that have retired, they're gone on, and there's like no one to do the mentoring. So I thought this would be a good opportunity for me.
This is HR University's second flash mentoring event. It held a smaller session last fall. The Chief Human Capital Officers Council worked with OPM to set up the university as a way to pool resources and save money on staff training. Catherine Medina is the council's executive director.
The agencies are looking to send people here to get those intangible pieces of advice that used to be done on the job. And today, things are just so fast-paced and so busy that leaders find it difficult and challenging on a daily basis to give that feedback to their employees.
About 20 agencies have sent people here to get as much feedback as possible in one afternoon. Now, speed dating inspired the event, and the basic idea is actually the same, to get people out of their typical routines for a quick, fun, and easy approach to a subject that is often anxiety-laden and nerve-wracking. The participants have 3 half-hour mentoring sessions back-to-back. With kitchen timer in hand, OPM Human Resources Specialist Karen Simpson stands on a stage and explains how it works.
You're going to have 30 minutes at each table, and we're going to give you a 5-minute warning. I am loud. And this will ring, and I'll put this right here with a phone. Let's get going to the first round. Okay.
And with that, the hum of conversation builds. At each table, a mentor fields questions from a handful of participants. Catherine Akins works in human resources for the Department of the Army. There, she says, she's trying to fend off the blues.
My biggest obstacle right now is I like to learn. I want to know what's going on, but where I work is just stay put. And I notice my environment, my coworkers are like, they're like done. It's like there's no motivation. And I just, you know, I've been told I have an infectious smile and a positive attitude. So I go in trying to go, okay, I want to learn your job. What is it you do? And I'm like, do you want to learn mine? And they're like, no, not really. So my thing is motivation and keeping people moving forward instead of just getting stagnant and being like, oh, I hate my job. Well, what are you doing to change it?
Mentor Gail Lovelace sympathizes.
I terribly dislike when people come in my office and say, I don't like what I do. I hate it. What are you doing about it? And you'd be surprised how many people aren't doing anything about it.
Right.
And I find that so frustrating. Do not let them get you down.
Never.
I love your attitude. Mm-hmm. Somehow you got to keep figuring out how to keep that motivation alive, and you got to find some other positive people.
Lovelace retired 6 months ago from the General Services Administration. She was its chief people officer. She's here to return a favor of sorts.
I think I was able to do some of the things I was able to do because of mentors and people that pushed me and nudged me, even when I didn't know I needed to be pushed and nudged.
Each woman at her table tosses her their own questions, but there's a consistent thread running through Lovelace's advice.
Knowing the nuts and bolts of HR, I think, is important, but then understanding how to take them to the next level, understanding your environment and understanding the business of the customers you're serving, and learning how to put all of that together. That's strategic HR.
Walking around the tables, I also hear suggestions that people step outside of the box, try to shadow someone in another office, or volunteer for a detail assignment.
All right, blue session has ended.
The Patent and Trademark Office's Gina Colbert says her second mentor even suggested that she try to work outside of HR.
She was saying, do something that keeps you enthusiastic, that keeps you, you know, wanting to come to work every day. And so that's my goal for the next 9.5 years, which is what I was saying.
Colbert came here seeking motivation. She's leaving with a smile on her face and an agenda. She says when she returns to the office, she's going to talk with her supervisor about setting up a plan. HR University is going to hold 3 more flash mentoring sessions this year. In Alexandria, Virginia, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.